Chase bristled at her words.
Is that why you left me? Is that why you didn't tell me Theron was our son?
He heard a slight gasp from Tefith as she reacted to the revelation, but he ignored the Twi'lek, his attention focused on Grandmaster Shan.
I saw the war change you, Satil said. I saw you heading down a path I could not follow. I tried to help you, but I realized I was only being dragged down with you.
So you abandoned me?
I thought our feelings for each other were making things worse. I was afraid that if you knew you had a son, your desire to protect him at any cost would take you even farther down that dark path.
Is that how you really see me?
Jace asked.
As some kind of monster?
Satil shook her head.
I don't always agree with your decisions, but I know you are a good man. Hate and anger are a part of you, but they have not consumed you.
The Jedi sighed.
I used to believe that that was because of what I had done. Turning away from you, hiding your son from you, I used to tell myself these actions saved you from yourself.
And what do you think now?
Satil hesitated, her eyes shifting to the floor momentarily as if she couldn't bear to meet Jace's gaze.
Is she ashamed?
Jace wondered.
Now, I do not know,
she said. She looked up at him again, struggling to maintain the reserve appropriate for a Jedi Grand Master, but Jace knew her well enough to see what was beneath her stoic mask. Regret, uncertainty, self-doubt.
Maybe I was wrong to hide Theron from you. Maybe I made things worse.
There was a long silence, finally broken by Tefith.
Jedi Grandmaster Mom? Supreme Commander Dad? Now we get why Theron is so messed up. So you're sending a fleet or what?
When Jace didn't answer, Satil spoke up.
You can't let Duro be sacked,
she told him.
I know you, Jace. You'll never be able to live with yourself. It will destroy you.
It's worth it if holding back our fleet means we still have a chance to take down the Spear,
he said stubbornly.
If you send the fleet and the Ascendant Spear isn't there, you save Duro,
Satil said, trying to reason with him.
If you don't send a fleet and Carrot is there, then you lose both Duro and your best chance of taking down the Spear.
Easy choice,
Tefith agreed.
You're forgetting the third option,
Jace told them.
We send a fleet, the Spear is there, but Theron fails in his mission. Then we lose everything. Our chance at the Spear, Duro, and our fleet. You're asking me to risk all this on blind faith that Theron will succeed. The Supreme Commander doesn't have the luxury of blind faith.
It's not blind faith, Satil assured him. It's faith in Theron. Faith in our son.